Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. Creativity in all of its forms can be healing and can provide a welcome distraction for children going through treatment for pediatric cancer. My guest today, Olivia W., combined her passion for photography and her interest in becoming a pediatric oncologist to create Healing Lens, an organization that helps pediatric patients share their stories through photography. Welcome back, everyone. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Olivia. She is joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you, Olivia? Thanks so much for being here.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, what grade you're in, all that good stuff. And then tell us all about your wonderful work with Healing Lens.
Okay, so my name is Olivia. I'm 16 years old and I go to school at Phoenix Country Day School here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm the founder of Healing Lens, which is a nonprofit that I created that helps teach pediatric patients in hospitals or just pediatric patients in general photography, and also gives them cameras so that they can share their own stories.
Wow, that's so amazing. So tell me how this started for you. I'm assuming that you are a person who loves photography. Were you very young when you started taking pictures? Tell us a little bit about this journey and how this idea came to you.
Yeah, I've always loved photography. You know, I had an iPad when I was little and I would just take so many photos with my friends, of my dog, just of anything. It was my favorite thing to do. And I also started babysitting with my mom when I was 9 years old. And then again, by myself at around 11 or 12. And basically, those two things together are kind of what Healing Lens has become. I fell in love with babysitting. I still do it every week here. And I just love taking care of the kids, you know, getting everything that they need. And then also in the future, I hope to become a pediatric oncologist. So just combining babysitting, photography, and that medicine aspect was kind of what brought Healing Lens together.
Amazing. So tell me how the program works. I mean, getting inside of pediatric hospitals and particularly cancer centers can be a little challenging because they're immunocompromised. It's very hard to volunteer with folks who are going through cancer treatment. So tell me more about how it physically works for you.
Well, right now, of course, we're still in that planning phase. And that is definitely something that has come up while I've been like, it's very hard, you know, to make sure we are still able to do the program fully, but also making sure everyone involved is completely safe. And so I've also been looking at other organizations. For example, this summer I went to Durham, North Carolina to visit my cousins. And while I was there, I volunteered at the Ronald McDonald House there. And we were baking treats, and it just so happened the CEO of the Ronald McDonald Houses of that area was there today, that day. And he was talking and I brought up Healing Lens, of course, and he said that that sounded like something that would definitely work inside of Ronald McDonald House because there are kids there that can be, you know, that aren't as immunocompromised, who can, you know, do the program fully and still enjoy it without being put at a safety risk. And so he was so lovely and introduced me to the CEO of the Phoenix Ronald McDonald Houses, and we'll meet sometime soon to talk about, you know, how that will all work. But that's another way that Healing Lens can kind of go about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this all just kind of started in the last few months. When did Healing Lens begin?
It began, I applied for a grant with Riley's Way back in, I think it was April. And when I got accepted for that, it kind of just everything started, I think, at the beginning of May. And, you know, we meet every month. We have like an advisor, you know, it's such a great community. It's been a big help just to, because I've never done something like this before. I really do need the help with all of that. So it's just, it kind of started then, you know, we're still planning, getting all of, you know, everything worked out, like even what type of cameras to use to have like the best impact, you know, easy to use, but also good quality, stuff like that.
How many volunteers? You said we meet regularly. So how many folks do you have working with you?
Oh, right now it's just me. But when I say, sorry, I should have clarified. When I say me, I mean like the Riley Zoe community as a whole. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're helping you sort of think it all through. So do you think the goal is to give a child who's going through this their own camera that they get to keep? Or is it just that they can use the camera to take some photos, to be creative and do all kinds of wonderful things, and then they would give the camera back? Because that's going to cost a lot of money. I'm wondering about the financing here.
Yeah, so what we're thinking of right now is Healing Lens is kind of two parts at the moment. The first part is going in and teaching kids photography. So either what we would do with that is we would get like a digital camera of some sort, and the kids would go off and take photos with the volunteers. But what we would do is we would take the photos and we'd give them a little photo, or sorry, take the cameras and give them a photo book that, well, you know, they can decorate, you know, however they want. And we'd print all the photos that they've taken out as a little keepsake. And we'd give the photos back to the families, you know, to have, of course. And then the second part is more like maybe a disposable or like a Polaroid camera of some sort to directly give to those families so that they can go and document their journey however they want to. And we'd take those back just to get the photos, but they would be able to keep those cameras as well. So the goal of this is really just to take those photos that they have and be able to share them with the world, because it gives them an opportunity to share what they want to be shared and not just everything. You know, they get monitored at the hospital, you know, all the time. So it's like gives them some control of what's going on to show like what they're going through their own eyes.
Absolutely. And do you have an age range of how old do you think the children would be?
It could be anywhere from like, I mean, obviously not to, you know, be able to comprehend maybe around like 4 years old to like 17. But, you know, honestly, whatever age range that would work, we can, you know, do is the goal, to just impact as many kids as possible. So
absolutely. And do you said you have a little photography course. Is that going to be taught by you or another volunteer? Or do you have like a professional photographer who might be able to do that?
Yeah, so I hope to be part of that in some way, you know, getting volunteers, you know, who might have photography experience is the ultimate goal, so that there's as many people to teach as many kids as we can at once. And so, yeah, I hope to do people who maybe just have, you know, a little interest in photography. They don't have to be professionals by any means, of course, but, you know, just with an interest in what's going on. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and as I think about this, as it grows and develops, you know, you could have a photography exhibit, right? Where the patients could submit their best piece, right? And then you could have it at the hospital where they're being treated or someplace else. You know, sort of, I think what's sort of beautiful about this is it's, as you pointed out, it's their ability to show others what they're seeing, right? Like it's not being put on them, right? It's through the lens of their eyes and what they're observing and looking out the window and all the people that come in and out of their room. And you rightly pointed out, there are so many things out of our control when we're a patient in the hospital, especially a child who's been ripped out of their carefree life and is undergoing this really, really scary thing. Like this is just a fun, creative outlet. And I think it could really turn into something kind of magical. So tell me a little bit more about you and how photography has kind of impacted your life. I love that you said, because I have my own children, I have a 17-year-old and two older kids, the fact that when you started taking pictures, it was on an iPad. You know? I mean, I grew up with an actual camera that had film in it with a little button. And so when I would take a picture, that was forever. I couldn't delete it. So tell me a little bit more about what you would do with the picture. And with, I know your generation, it's such instant gratification, right? We have a camera in our pockets because our phones are cameras, and not many people actually use real quote unquote cameras anymore. But tell me a little bit more about your journey with photography.
Yeah, so I started on an iPad. You know, I can go back and look at, you know, even at 8 years old, just all the silly photos I was taking with my friends. And then, you know, I don't even know how old I was when I got my phone. You know, I bring that with me, and it just gave me more opportunity to document everything. Like, I love looking back, you know, even I'm a junior in high school now, but looking back at freshman year to see like all the fun things that were going on, it's just a great memory holder. And this past in June, I did a 2-week photography intensive, you know, using an actual camera, and I, you know, editing and everything. And I fell in love with that specifically. And, you know, I bought my own camera like 2 months ago, and I'm even doing a independent study at school on just on photography. So I'm taking photos outside of school and editing them. And I get to do a big showcase in December about all that I've learned through these past few months. And yeah, it's just been kind of funny to see how Healing Lens has, you know, even when I started Healing Lens, I wasn't a photographer, I guess, you know, I just used my phone, but it actually has inspired me to become like a real photographer. You know, I'm doing little photography shoots for, you know, families in my neighborhood, stuff like that. So it's really just helped me grow as a photographer.
It's amazing. And everyone can be a photographer, right? You know, you just, now that we have the power, that we have the technology in our hands, as long as you have an eye and you're sort of thoughtful about how things are set up, you know, as you know, there's a good picture and there's not such a great picture. And it all depends on the light and how you position people and things. And the fact that you're kind of going deeper into that, I think is really wonderful. And again, just giving the patients this creative outlet, this opportunity to play with something that, you know, a piece of technology that they may not be able to have an opportunity to play with otherwise. And imagine the amazing pictures that might come out of that. You know, you mentioned taking pictures of your dog or whatever, but think of all of the nurses and the physicians and the other people that patients interact with. If they have a camera and they're taking pictures of all those folks, it really is like a snapshot of their lives and that the time that they're spending in the hospital. And I think that the families are going to be really grateful that they have that to look back on. So tell me how this is going to move forward here. What's your dream? How do you see this rolling out? And then I'll have you tell everybody where they can follow and learn more.
Yeah, I really see Healing Lens, you know, growing into hopefully a nationwide, but ultimately a global sort of program that can be implemented anywhere. I hope that, you know, we can impact as many kids as possible and get more people on the Healing Lens team, because if we have more people can be impacted and there can be more things done to raise awareness, to, you know, get funding and to just put more programs into hospitals and things like Ronald McDonald Houses so we can reach so many more kids. Yeah, but I think my next steps are probably just keep on planning, and then ultimately once I find a place to do this pilot program, to, you know, get all my supplies and then go through and see how it works for the first time.
Absolutely. And also, you know, you think about it, there are a lot of photography related companies, you know, Kodak Film, or, you know, the folks who make cameras, that they might sponsor you, right? Like they might donate equipment, the folks who make the disposable cameras, maybe they would sponsor and become one of your supporters and donate lots of cameras. You know, that you should really think big in terms of corporate sponsorship, because all those corporations are looking not just to make money, but to do good and to kind of polish their own reputation. So imagine to have them associated with this wonderful organization that's doing such good work for kids. Like they might want to throw you some good stuff. So definitely think big on that.
Yeah, that would be amazing if that happened. Oh my goodness.
Olivia, tell us, do you have a website or an Instagram? Can you tell us where folks could learn more and reach out?
Yeah, so my website is in progress right now. I'm in the process of still finalizing to create it, but I do have an Instagram for Healing Lens. It's at healinglens.jpg. And yeah, that's where you can find all of the Healing Lens stuff there. I'll keep updating on the journey and the pilot class and just all the planning that's going into it every step of the way.
Amazing. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck. Maybe you can come back in like a year or so and give us a big update, okay?
Yes,
thanks so much,
of course.
Olivia. It was so nice to meet you. Thanks for sharing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.